Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton. I'm so thrilled today because with us we have Kevin Bard. Many people reach retirement only to encounter unexpected dangers. Tax increase, cost of living skyrocket, and savings accounts plummet. Some people end up having to decrease their standard of living or worse, return to work. These nasty surprises are what financial advisor Kevin calls retirement alligators. And when it starts raining alligators, you need a retirement umbrella to protect your wealth. Thus the name of his new bestseller, The Retirement Umbrella, Protect Your Standard of Living and Enjoy Peace of Mind in Retirement. Kevin, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, retirement is getting to be less of a reality and a much more advanced in age reality for people who can retire. So I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate the contribution of this book to the world. Thank you so much for getting this out.
Well, my pleasure. I think it's we're seeing so many baby boomers now starting to retire. They say there's 75 million baby boomers retiring over the next 20 years, and that's at the rate of about 10,000 per day. So it's here. You know, here we are. All of a sudden, we're at retirement age. You know, you look back and you wonder what happened all the time.
Well, you know, Kevin, for those that haven't had the chance to meet you before, can you share with us a little bit about how you came into this passion and purpose of investment advising?
Well, I got into this business through a large insurance company back in the early 90s. And, you know, more of a, at that time, it was a career change for me. I just wanted to get out of what I was doing. I had been working as a service manager at different dealerships in Metro Detroit. That's not the career I wanted, but I finally decided to try something different. When I got into MetLife, I realized that real quick, I just didn't like the fact that they forced us to use MetLife products. I mean, that was not an absolute requirement, but they based everything around, you know, your pay plan, your investment plans, and everything were based around how much MetLife products that you sold. And I realized that that really forced me to not be biased. You know, by nature, you're going to be biased towards those products that you're getting paid on. And I learned a lot, but I realized that I needed to go into a more independent role. And so about the mid-90s, I started working with an independent firm, and I learned how valuable being an independent was, because now I could offer, didn't matter what companies we offered and what strategies or investment products that we used, we could now do what was best for the client and get away from just a product type sale. So that's really what drove me in this business, as I started to realize how important it was to help people make good, sound decisions based on facts. Too often people are buying into strategies or are sold something that they make a decision based on emotion and they haven't looked at the facts. And so I became driven to want to help people make good, sound decisions based on facts and be a true advisor to them and not just a product salesman.
I love that. I love the idea that that's what you were dedicated to. And so, Kevin, what made you decide to start writing a book around this?
Well, it actually took me a long, long time to actually sit down and write the book until I ran into the publisher that did it for me, where he really got me off a dead center and got me focused and really helped me to get my thoughts on paper and get this thing going. But I had actually been writing this thing for years, because I really felt that there needed to be a good piece of literature out there that was unbiased. you know, that would look at these different things that are out there and not just look at it from a one-dimensional point of view, but to look at the good and the bad in the types of decisions that we have to make. I always tell people that I meet with that we need to make a good decision based on facts, and we need to look at the good and the bad in the decisions that are made, because nothing out here is perfect. So we have to understand that whatever it is that we choose, a mutual fund, a stock, a bond, an annuity, or whatever it may be, it's not perfect, but it will, depending on your situation, we need to figure out what is the best interest of you as a client to be able to develop a plan that will fit your needs the best, and how does it work, and what's the good of this, and what's the bad of it, what's the trade-off, you know, so I really felt that in all the years I'd been in the business, good, sound advice based on facts were greatly missing, because all the training that I had been through early in my career was not to give people facts. It was to sell them based on emotion. And that's when we make bad decisions. When you base something on emotion, it usually ends up to be a bad decision. So making sure that when we go through a process that gets right to the core, here's what we need, here's my situation, and here are my choices, and here's how choice A works, here's how choice B works, here's the good, here's the bad, here's the trade-off, and based on your situation, here's the direction that I would suggest that you go, and here's why. And so that's the type of planning that I like to do with people, and I just felt that it wasn't out there. You know, there are very, very few advisors out there that are doing it that way, just by the nature of, you know, the fact that salespeople are, by nature, trying to play on your emotions.
Yeah, that is so important. And people being able to be objective is difficult in this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so when they have an advisor that they're relying on, and they're trying to move them emotionally rather than really giving them the correct information, and based on fact, as you say, it's such an unusual service that you've provided in addition to the fact that it's very needed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about how you tackled your own challenges with the book. You said that you were kind of stuck and you've been working on it for a long time, but when you ran into obstacles, how did you handle that?
When you say obstacles, what type of obstacles were you referring to? Like the writer's block type obstacles? Or?
Yeah, the writer's block and just getting to discouraging places with writing, because I think all writers face that, and finding solutions for that is just terrific.
Well, my biggest problem with this book was to just get all this information out of my head in a simple way that made sense in chapters. You know what I mean? Chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. And I have the information up there, and I would start writing stuff, and it would just start coming out, but it was just too convoluted. You know what I mean? I would get a thought, and then I would think, you know, I'm going too far off the beaten path here. You know what I mean? And so when I worked with Michael DeLone, he got me on track, and that's what I needed. I needed to get, you know, focused on particular points and chapters. And it was really a challenge before that to do that. I mean, I started writing a chapter, and then I'd look at it and say, well, you know, it's got a lot of information in there, but it's all over the place. And then I would maybe start another chapter, and the same thing would happen, because I'm just not a writer by nature. I got a lot of information up here, and I do a lot of public speaking and things like that. So I really wanted to write a book that would be very similar to how I would talk to you if I was sitting across the table from you. And so it's not going to be a Nobel Pulitzer Prize or whatever, and I'm certain that my sister, being a teacher and big on grammar and whatnot, pointed out several things that were not quite grammatically correct, and I had to tell her how I want to present this book is not necessarily going to be grammatically correct, because when I talk to somebody, I like to be very one-on-one. We're trying to open up a conversation, and that's how I try to write this book, to be very conversational in the process and to make it new stories of experiences that I've had, of meetings with clients and things that I've run into over the years. And that is what got me back on track, is when Michael was able to steer me back down and keep me on track with the different chapters and keep me focused on that. So we did one chapter at a time. It was a whole lot more effective, and we got it done a lot quicker.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's so great to have someone objective helping you in that area, because especially if you have a lot of information and tremendous expertise, it's almost like you can write three books in one book and not even realize that you're doing it.
Oh, that's the problem. There were times where I would be doing a chapter and Michael would tell me, all right, let's just cut it off here and let's just do this and do that to try to keep it within the story that we're trying to tell for that particular chapter, to try to keep it on track, because I have a tendency of just going off because there's all these experiences in my head that I want to get out there, but it can be just overwhelming. So it's necessary to back it off and take it little pieces at a time. So now what I'm able to do is use chapters of this book to help people in meetings, and also to be able to then use it as a portion of the book for reports and things like that that we can put out to help people in certain things like estate planning or understanding annuities or understanding mutual funds and things like that.
That's really fantastic. And I love the idea that you've kept it conversational from the standpoint of simplifying subject matter that can appear, I know for me, and I'm sure for a lot of people, that can appear really complicated.
Oh, yeah, it's a nap waiting to happen. You know, I've read some of these financial books that are out there, and some of them are just, they're written by very intelligent people, but man sakes, they can be really bad to try to get through. A lot of times you get lost in it. I like reading books. I do a lot of reading myself of all different types of things, but my favorite books are books written by men and women who are conversational. You know, so when I'm reading it, I feel like I'm talking to them, or I feel like I'm just sitting across the table listening to them, and it just flows. It's very easy. And so that was what I really wanted to do with this. In a subject that can be very boring and dry and confusing, to say the least. And so I really wanted to bring it down to a real simple understanding in using different analogies and examples that meet you on an everyday basis without having to do a boatload of research. It'll give you the basics of it rather than go into a mega detail on any one particular area.
I love that. Once again, I think that's very empowering for the readers. And I also find that when I read books that are approached from that perspective, it's almost like parting company when the book is over with a good friend. You know, you don't want to see the time end. And so I think that's one of the beauties of books that are put together that way.
I agree. I love reading books like that. And that was my objective, to try to do it with this book. And when I finished it, I stepped back and I say, well, it's not perfect. It does what I want it to do. It tells the way I wanted to say it. And now I think from here, I'm going to be looking at maybe doing some additional, more specific things on topics, but with that same style in mind.
I love it. I actually had a book that I did that with, and I found that I did almost what I did was an overview where people had to do a lot of research. It was basically on what to do with your book other than just selling it and writing it, but what do you do with it to make money with it beyond? It's called Beyond Your Book. And I found that there was so much more to go into detail with each chapter that I had written, and we did classes and a number of things in order to afford people more information. So I think that that's excellent. But, you know, many times I see books, and again, they are actually many books within one, because people often think that they have to get all of their information out with the first book. And many times that's just the start of your writing career, right?
Yeah. Who knows? It may go into some other additional subjects and so forth.
I think it's wonderful. So tell me a little bit about what you hope readers will get out of the book, like the main points that you think are the focus that they should really take away.
Well, my hope is that people can read it and say, you know what, I need to take a closer look at my plan and have a better understanding of the good and the bad of this, of where I'm at. You know, if I'm 65 years old, and I realize that I'm going to be retiring very soon, and, you know, what does that really look like? It's uncharted territory for people. You know, you've never been retired until you are retired. And where are you going to get your income from? Have you thought about where the different sources of income? In the book, I point out that there are really four areas that you may draw income from in retirement. There really aren't five. There's just four. Social Security, you may get a pension. Some people do. A lot of people don't. Continue to work in some capacity, a full-time, part-time, consulting. And the last one is savings and investments. And that's it. There aren't really five areas that you're going to pull income from. Now, if you don't want to work anymore, you're down to three. And if you don't get a pension, you're down to two. Is it going to be enough between Social Security and savings to maintain your standard of living for the rest of your life? And what happens if you run out of money before you run out of life? Could that happen? Have you thought about that? In a husband and wife situation, what happens when one of you dies? If you're both drawing Social Security, you're going to lose the smaller benefit and keep the larger, but your income drops. If you're getting a pension and the spouse that receives the pension passes away, depending on what option you chose, your spouse is going to have a reduced pension. So between a reduced Social Security and reduced pension, the survivor could be down 30, 40, 50% of their income. Many people don't realize that. They don't think about that. And so the objective of the book is to really help people think through the different things that could possibly happen in retirement and then look at solutions to overcome them. When we talk about the retirement umbrella, the rain falling down on us, or, you know, we know that we're going to be dealing with taxes, but we don't know how high the tax brackets are going to go. With all the debt in this country, I got to believe we're going to be in a higher tax bracket over the next 10 years. What does that do to all the retirement monies that you've been saving that when you pull out, you're going to be paying taxes on? And that will reflect a negative on your income because it's going to reduce your take-home pay. So we talk about that. I guess that was a long about answer. The bottom line is I'm really just hoping that people will realize that there are areas that they need to be aware of. If they prepare for them and make a good plan based on facts, that they don't have to worry about these things. They can sleep well at night if they have their plan in place properly without having to worry about what the stock market's going to do or the bond markets or interest rates or taxes or any of that.
Oh, Kevin, it's so valuable. What a great contribution. And time with you has just flown by. Thank you so much for being with us. If people would like to learn more, I know your book is on Amazon, but if people would like to learn more about you, is there a website that they could go to?
Oh, absolutely. It's creativeassetsolutions.com.
Fabulous. So it's creativeassetsolutions.com.
Yes.
Wonderful. Kevin, again, thank you so much for being with us and sharing all of this really valuable information that is probably needed today more than any other time.
Well, my pleasure, and thank you very much.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com, and everyone have a wonderful week.